Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Biggest contract in American sports history. Guy that deserves it, in my estimation, Patrick Mahomes of the Kansas City Chiefs. To get the view on this from Kansas City, got to one of our favorite people to talk to. That's Bob Fesco, host of Fesco in the Morning on 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City. Bob, how are you, man?
I'm doing outstanding, and I love the way you started that out. Well, a guy who deserves it, and Patrick Mahomes, and I'm just sitting here thinking about, you know, stuff for tomorrow's show and a lot of these interviews and guys that I've talked to all over the country. Nobody has animosity towards Patrick Mahomes for signing the biggest contract in the history of American professional sports. Everybody's like, yeah, he deserves it, or yeah, he's underpaid still at that moment. It's really amazing to see across the board, everybody pretty much agrees that Patrick Mahomes has got himself a pretty good deal.
I mean, without the confines of a salary cap, he could be worth twice that much, I think, to a team, and I think nobody would bat an eyelash, because to me, the guy's ceiling is best player ever. That's the talent that I've seen on display in two seasons. So where do you come down on it then? Is this the deal that's the rare deal that's good for both sides? Is one side taking more of a discount than the other, or getting kind of played a little bit here more than the other? What is it?
No, I think it is a deal that is absolutely wonderful for both sides. Patrick Mahomes becomes the highest paid player in U.S. sports history, which I don't think we ever thought we'd see, A, here in Kansas City, or B, not in the game of baseball. For whatever reason, baseball just overpays people who have an impact of five times a game, maybe. Patrick Mahomes legitimately affects every single play, and I'm talking plays where his team's on defense because the other team on offense is trying to do creative things and different things because they know they have to score at least 28 points per game if they want to be Patrick Mahomes. And so they get outside themselves. They do crazy things like going for two in the first quarter. They consistently go for it on fourth down. So Patrick Mahomes legitimately has an impact on every single play that he's involved in. And so he's getting his money, and the Chiefs, I think, are getting a bargain as well, because it's not just about what he does on the football field. It's what he does for the organization everywhere else. And for years, the Chiefs have been trying to expand their brand and, ooh, we'll be on the radio in St. Louis, or maybe we'll get our preseason games on in St. Louis. And it's always been kind of a struggle to expand that brand. I think by the time that this contract is done, the Kansas City Chiefs brand will be right up there with the Steelers, the Packers, and with the Dallas Cowboys.
Bob Fesco, host of Fesco in the Morning, 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City. We're talking Patrick Mahomes gets the richest contract in American pro sports history from KC. Is it your understanding, Bob, that there, even though that this doesn't have maybe like language that's somewhat traditional as far as dead cap, I was looking at SpotRac today. It does not look like the Chiefs really have any early outs here if something were to go awry with Mahomes' level of play. It seems, functionally speaking, that they're pretty much tied to him for the duration of this.
Yeah, and they are, and I think the first couple of years are what's interesting for me on this, is because it still leaves the door open for the Chiefs to do some things. He's only like a $5.3 million cap hit this year after just signing a $500 million contract, you know, with the organization. And so they still got some wiggle room to go out there and get Chris Jones signed and to make some additions, you know, if they need to over the next couple of years to the roster. But I mean, he's 24 years old. I think right now you're looking at best case scenario. Obviously, when you sign a contract like this, you don't expect anything to change. And with the way that, you know, the rules are set up now in the NFL, it's almost impossible to get injured as a quarterback in this league. And so I think with the way that the league's set up, it's worth the investment into this kid, you know, right now. And quite honestly, I don't know that he's going to reach the end of this contract. I think he's going to outplay this contract. And in a couple of years, 5 years, whatever it is, we're going to sit down and they're going to rip this thing up and give Patrick Mahomes another contract.
Well, that's a terrifying thought as a Steelers fan. So thanks for that.
You know, it's good to have the tables reversed a little bit right now, because for the last 20 years, we've been just sitting here in Kansas City going, man, if we could just get to the level of the Patriots and Steelers, we'll be okay. And then who knew we would have the greatest quarterback in the history of mankind fall into our laps a couple of years ago into the draft and, you know, start to surpass everybody else in the NFL.
Bob, who are the guys? You mentioned Chris Jones. Who else is somebody that you think this team is going to prioritize and try to lock up so that they have Mahomes paired with, you know, X, Y, and Z, other good players for, you know, this prime run of his next 5 years or so?
Well, that's really it. I mean, that's the only guy that they really need to get taken care of right now. Tyreek Hill is signed up. You know, Sammy Watkins will probably move on after this year, but Mecole Hardman will slide right in, and he's a guy that, you know, was really good last year. In fact, led the team in receiving touchdowns as a rookie, so he's on his rookie deal. They just drafted Clyde Edwards-Helaire. He'll fit in and get a lot of playing time, and then probably, you know, at the end of this season, Damian Williams, who could have been the Super Bowl MVP, he's 28, 29 years old. He'll probably get moved out, and Clyde Edwards-Helaire will kind of take over on a rookie deal. You know, you got another year or two of Travis Kelce, but he's over 30, and so how much longer he realistically can play, I don't know. Frank Clark's, you know, signed up for a long time. The Honey Badgers signed up for a long time. Their other safety, Juan Thornhill's on his rookie contract right now. You get Chris Jones taken care of, and you pretty much are ready to roll for the next 5 or 6 years.
Couple more minutes. Bob Fesco, host Fesco in the Morning, 610 Sports in Kansas City. Here's the one, like, I'm raining on the parade part a little bit here, and I think the guy deserves it. I think if you're Kansas City, you've got to give him more or less the mega deal here. But I was looking back the last decade, going back through 2009. There's an uncapped year there in 2010. The quarterback whose salary or cap hit accounted for, you know, the highest number in the league overall at that position, it's been Stafford, it's been Roethlisberger. That player hasn't won the Super Bowl in a year where they've had the highest cap hit at the position. The teams that win the Super Bowl, and the Chiefs are a great example last year, tend to do it with a quarterback who's playing relatively on a bargain contract. What is it about Mahomes that could kind of buck that trend moving forward when he's making huge money in this deal and is accounting for a big portion of their cap commitment?
Well, he's the greatest player that has ever played the game, I think. I mean, I think if you're looking at the 100-year history of the NFL and you have the number one draft pick in a draft to start your franchise with, I don't know how you pass on Patrick Mahomes. I mean, the way that he goes out there and plays is unbelievable, and a game is never over when he's out there on the field. There was a game in Tennessee this year that they ended up losing, but with 20 seconds to go, they get the ball at like the 20-yard line, and he marches them right down in three plays in the field goal range. And if Tennessee didn't know the snap count and jumped the snap count, they kick that field goal, they send that game into overtime. I mean, you know, as long as there's time on the clock and he has the ball in his hand, he has the ability to win. And he makes plays like we've never seen anybody make before. Like, first of all, the no-look pass. But, you know, one of his first touchdowns, you know, as a Chief at Arrowhead Stadium was a play against the 49ers where he's scrambling all over the place and ends up finding a receiver in the back of the end zone. He never lets a play die. You saw the Wasp play in the Super Bowl. The Tyreek Hill, it took late in the fourth quarter, but they still were able to get a huge play, and it was all because of Patrick Mahomes understanding the defense and what he needed to do to make that play successful, and he elevates the play of everybody around him, whether they're on the defensive side of the football or the offensive side of the football. He just makes everybody better, and I think right now Tom Brady is probably the greatest of all time. I don't think many people would argue that. But Tom Brady isn't as good as Patrick Mahomes is right now. And Tom Brady's elevated a bunch of guys for years that aren't even close to the skill position players that Patrick Mahomes has around him right now. So I just think they're set up with such good people around him, a great coach in Andy Reid. And I think it's like the best marriage we've ever seen in sports with Mahomes and Andy Reid with the way that they work together.
Possibly $502 million for the life of the deal that buys a lot of burnt ends, I'm told, if you're into barbecue. So, and Kansas City certainly is.
It buys pretty much anything the dude wants.
Yeah, right? I was going to say, he can buy large chunks of the city if he would like to for that
he
kind of money.
You can go to Pittsburgh and buy all the Primanti Brothers sandwiches he wants.
Exactly.
Fries on a roll, you know?
Bob, I've got to run, and I've got to go do a quick, like, two-minute TV hit where they're probably going to ask me about Mahomes, and I'm going to get bummed because I'm going to say the Steelers have no realistic shot at the Super Bowl as long as he's got the height of his powers here going. How many Super Bowls do they win over the duration of this contract if you were going to put a number on it?
If I'm going to put a number on it, I say bare minimum 3 or 4.
God. You know what the worst part is? I can't disagree with you at all. And he's so likable, I can't even be mad about it.
Right. That's the other thing. Look, I'm calling over the next 12 years 192-0. I just don't see anybody beating them.
That seems like a pretty safe bet at that point. I might even try to take the over if somebody gave me 191.5. Bob Fesco, he's the host, Fesco in the Morning, 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City, and we love talking to him. Bob, a pleasure as always. Thank you.
You got it, my man. Take care.
Bob Fesco right there. Check him out on Twitter, at Bob Fesco. He is one of the absolute best.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.